So now we're pretty clear on God's game plan. He puts a limit on the time that we have to respond when he asks us or calls us into his service. He's not going to love us any the less. It's our usefulness that is going to be affected if we don't make our decision quickly, stand to attention and salute, "Yes, sir," at his master's service. While you play with it, throw it in the air, kick it around the floor, think about it, go and ask half a dozen people what they think, you are wasting your time. Because God has a purpose and a call on your life, and if you are ignoring it, the time will come where he'll suddenly go silent. And because of the shortness of the hour, that opportunity will not revisit you. And I do want to reinforce, he will not love you any the less. This is about service, not sonship. There is a difference. You are a son. You are called into relationship with him. Nothing will change that. The blood of Jesus has done that. You are a son. Then comes servanthood. And this is where he gets specific. And only you know if he's calling you into something. And the danger there, of course, is that then you'll run off and do it in your own strength, by yourself, without the orders that you need to wait for. There's many pitfalls on this road, you know, to being a servant of the Lord, and he's so kind and gentle with us. But while we keep making the choices that empower us to do what he is calling us to do, he will keep us on that road. There will be many troubles ahead, but the Lord is able to deliver us from them all. And who is of any use that hasn't met some troubles along the way? Where are you this morning? Is he calling you, and are you trying to push it to one side? Answer him, beloved, because the call will go silent sooner or later. And then you'll find it's too late.